Love Inspired Trade and Harper Audio present The Secret Society of Salzburg by Renee Ryan, performed by Henrietta Meir. For Mark, after 26 years and counting, you are still my first, my last, my always. Chapter 1. Elsa. August 1943. Salzburg, Austria. Felsenreitschule Theatre. The black Mercedes-Benz approached the Felsenreitschule Theatre at a steady pace, giving the woman inside time to settle her nerves before stepping into the heavy August heat. It had been an exhausting 2 weeks for Elsa Meyer Braun. The endless rehearsals, the physical demands on her body, the excessive stress to her vocal cords. Yet none of that compared to the torment unfurling in her own home, made worse by the escalating arguments. She would not think about Wilhelm now, nor would she dwell on the terrible things she suspected of the man she'd loved enough to marry. The pain was too great, the grief too real. And so Elsa sat very still on the worn leather seat, inhaling the soft floral scent of her perfume as it mixed with the acrid smell of cigarette smoke left behind by the previous occupant. She would not think of him either, or the way he'd insisted she accept the loan of his state-sponsored car. The generous offer, she was told with a hard clasp to her arm, was one she would not refuse. A chill crept along her spine at the memory of her husband's cold, emotionless glare as he spoke those words in front of his powerful friend. The glacial steel of Wilhelm's eyes had been that of a stranger. The silent demand more threat than warning. If only Hattie were with her, sharing this moment, speaking of opera and art and very little else, certainly nothing of the secret they shared. Perhaps then Elsa would feel less afraid, and this terrible sense of foreboding would vanish. But Hattie wasn't here. She'd been detained in London. Elsa was on her own. She stared straight ahead, speaking not a word, thinking not a thought beyond what she must do tonight on the stage. This would be her final opportunity to slip behind the mask of Donna Anna in Mozart's Don Giovanni. Elsa's prior performances had captured high praise from the critics. Unprecedented, they wrote. Matchless. Without rival. Oh yes, she had much to be grateful for professionally, if not personally, where the dual life she'd chosen required her to wear a different sort of mask, with much higher stakes. The Mercedes rolled to a stop. Elsa flexed her fingers, lacing them together to make sure her gloves fitted snugly, the way she liked them best. They were new, a gift from her husband. Wilhelm had smiled when he'd presented them as a peace offering last week, after telling her he would not be conducting Don Giovanni as planned. Pristine and snowy white, the gloves were the colour of a shroud. She checked the fit again. Biting back a sigh, she chanced a glance out the side window. A crowd had gathered along the curb, a river of faces swollen in anticipation. It seemed all of Salzburg had come to witness her final performance. Their voices tangled unnaturally, blending, until all Elsa could hear from inside her cocoon was a high-pitched buzz, much like the sound of bees in their hive. Elsa, they chanted. Elsa, Elsa, Elsa. Something in their adoration was different tonight. Or perhaps it was Elsa who was different, making her feel like a guest in her own life. The throng pressed in closer, shoving at one another, throwing elbows, placing palms on the hood of the car, the roof, even the window that separated Elsa from their frenzy. The driver, she didn't know his name, swiveled around in his seat. He wore a military uniform. SS, the hated enemy. The look in his eyes was not easy to read beneath the shadow cast by the bill of his hat. Should I circle the block? It was too late. Elsa had been positively identified. Precious little could be done now but to accept her fate. Retreat will only stir them up more.
Then I will drop you closer to the stage door. Sample complete. Ready to continue?